Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. And today is Monday, May 24th, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book and we are in Chapter 5, How It Works, page 59, Step 4. Starting with step 4, made a searching and fearless, and reading through step 6, ending with remove all these defects of character. And the comments will be just on steps 4, the reading of steps 4, 5, and 6. And today's readers are the 12 steps, Rhonda R., the 12 traditions, Terry H., and the readers of the text today are Betsy H., Barbara W., and Kara L. Their ID for Sunday, yesterday, our special edition, May 23rd, is 17,001. That's 17001. And for this morning's meeting, Monday, May 24th, at 7 a.m. Eastern Time, meeting is 17,004 or 17004. And our newcomer greeter is Lorraine N. And our announcements person is Leslie M. So if you're a newcomer, stay on until 10 till the hour when all of that will happen. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Rhonda H. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much. This is Rhonda R., grateful, recovered, compulsive eater in Georgia. The 12 steps. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And thank you so much for the opportunity to give service today.
Well, and thank you, Rhonda R. Next up, we're going to have the 12 traditions, and I'm going to ask Terry H. to read the 12 traditions for us. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, and thank you, Mo, for your service. This is Terry H., and I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater through God's grace. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Number 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. And 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, and that's to carry this message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprises, lest problems of our money, of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be full, self-supporting, declining outside contributions. And 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special groups, special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible for those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversies. 11, our public relation policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We may always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve today.
And thank you, Terry H., for reading the 12 traditions. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read, and we are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. And once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to remute your phone again. That's the star 1 feature, not the mute button. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are in Chapter 5, How It Works, on page 59. And we'll be reading steps 4, 5, and 6. We're going to start out with Made a Searching and Fearless and ending with Remove All These Defects of Character. And I'm going to ask Betsy H. to get us started. Good morning, Betsy.
Good morning. Thank you, Mom. Betsy H., Recover Commercial Reader. Step 4, Made a Searching and Fearless Moral Inventory of Ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. And 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. These steps are really the action steps, some of the action steps. And step 4 is really, I was scared of doing step 4 before I did it, but I just started with the steps 1, 2, and 3, you know, doing them one at a time. And I think just doing each step got me ready to do the next one. And I had a very good experience actually doing steps 4, 5, 6, and beyond, because although I didn't know it at the time, it seems that part of my compulsive overeating problem came with it also a problem of having a lot of, negative emotions or resentments, anger, a lot of fear, a lot of self-pity just running around in my brain a lot and just kind of stored up inside of me. And I think this is, part of the thing that causes me to go overeat or in the past, And step 4, 5, 6, and beyond are what clears away all this blockage. And it's like clearing away anything that's interfering with the channel between me and the higher power. It's like just a bunch of dirty dishes in a sink, just cleaning up. It can feel like a messy process. It can be painful. But the end, it's like you feel so much better. I felt so much better doing this. And then it was stressful to do step 5, but I felt just so much more positive, and I felt much more self-esteem, actually, after that. I just, like it says, I felt like I could look the world in the eye. So I don't know why this process works to treat and treat our disease of compulsive overeating, but my experience is it really does work. It really does seem to be important to clear out the negative stuff that I've done and admit it to myself, to my higher power, and to another human being, and then become ready to have higher power remove these defects of character. And the good thing is we don't have to spend a lot of time doing this. You can do it quickly, and then, in a matter of days even, and get good results. With that, I will pass.
And thank you, Betsy H., for getting us started, and I'll remind everybody where we're at. We're in Chapter 5, How It Works, page 59, and we're reading Steps 4, 5, and 6 on that page. So although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share?
Yvonne C. from New York.
Wait a minute, I heard of Yvonne.
Yvonne
Danielle W.
C. Eileen.
And Danielle W.
from New York.
Kathy
Danielle
Z.
W. Kathy Z. I missed somebody
Elena
from
C.
New York. Who was from New York?
Yvonne C.
Oh, Yvonne. Okay.
Thank you.
Elena.
Okay, so I heard Irina. Is it Irina? Oh, no, Elena. Elena.
Eileen.
C. Eileen. Eileen M. Okay, I got you. Let me see. So I have Yvonne C., Danielle W., Kathy Z., Elena C. and Eileen M. I could take one more.
Kathleen O.
Kathleen O. Gotcha, Kathleen. Okay, here's our lineup. Yvonne C., Danielle W., Kathy Z., Elena C., Eileen M., and Kathleen O. All right, Yvonne, everybody else mute your phone, and you're on.
Thank you very much, Mo, for your service and being there. It's a welcome voice every morning that I hear you. I want to, not being long in the program, I'm not up to this step, and I haven't done it yet, but I'm so glad it's coming up because I'm recognizing more and more that there's a blind side of me that when I'm in the food, I'm questioning whether I really do know how I was, when I was, what I did and what I didn't do. And I'm looking to search that. In particular, my son, who I'm estranged from and is probably drinking, and maybe he's not, I don't know, but we have things to work on in our relationship. This is making me happy to look at 4, 5, and 6 because I'm saying I need to prepare and see if I've done things. Although I've apologized for many things because I'm not a perfect person, in my relationship with him, I'm eager to look and see if there were things that I could correct and make better and have God remove from my character so that possibly someday I can have a good relationship with my son and other things in my life. And if that's not meant to be, I can still be a better person in my everyday and reach serenity. Thank you so much for everybody being here. Thank you.
Thank you, Yvonne C. Thank you. Thank you, Yvonne C. from New York. Next up is Danielle W., followed by Kathy Z.
Good morning.
Good morning, Danielle.
This is Danielle W.
Yep.
Hi, good morning. Yep. This is Danielle W. from Southern California, recovered one day at a time, and really happy to be here. these steps are so transformative, or have been in my life. You know, there were many times when I would reach out to God in desperation and in prayer, you know, help me, especially around the food. And I just didn't feel like my prayers were answered. You know, the solutions weren't coming. And step 4, 5, and 6 have allowed me to have a much more honest relationship with my higher power. It allows me to see my part. It allows me to humbly ask for those defects to be removed. And it allows me to draw closer to my higher power in a way that I just didn't even know was possible. You know, I am a survivor of early childhood sexual assault, and I have done many years of therapy, and I'm an advocate for it, and I continue to do it. But step 4 gave me a new way of understanding that I saw the world through victimized, and that I could change that narrative, and I could take responsibility. I could see my character defects, and even though I wasn't capable of changing them, I could have love for myself, and I could ask my higher power to remove them. And it's allowed me to become, I believe, the person my higher power intended me to be. It gave me a chance to clean up the wreckage of my past. And so now when I communicate with my higher power, I have a language I didn't have before. You know, if I'm in anxiety and I'm looking to food for relief, I can start to do some work. You know, am I resentful? Am I fearful? Is there something in my sex inventory that needs to be looked at? And then I have my higher power to help me through that. So it's extraordinary. It's an extraordinary gift that this program gives us. And with that, I'll pass.
And thank you, Danielle W. from California. Next up is Kathy Z., followed by Elena C. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service and everyone else's service and shares on this meeting. I'm Kathy Z. from Washington State, recovered compulsive overeater. Very grateful to be able to share. When I first came into program and looked at the 12 steps, of course, at the very beginning, I was looking at 4, 5, and 6 going, oh no, I don't want to do that, oh no. And after I worked 1, 2, and 3 and really was working on surrender and the willingness to surrender, I just, with the help of my sponsor, I realized I had to surrender everything I thought I knew about what these 3 steps were going to mean, because I was trying to project what I thought they were going to mean, and I thought that those steps were going to reinforce my negative thinking that I had about myself, that I was responsible for all the bad things that happened in my life, and I had done such a great job of making excuses for my behavior and believing that my behavior was justified in how I treated people. Such a mind twist, you know. But I just felt like I was going to open up these boxes that I had, you know, sealed with excuses for my behavior. And I was very uncomfortable with that. And so I stepped out and surrendered my ideas about how these steps were going to work. And I trusted the guidance of my sponsor and just chose to really trust higher power to help me get through them. And I just felt that I was so blessed. It was like I put on a whole new set of eyes when I went through those steps. And there was so much that was really revealed about me and who I am and my character defects. But I just had this overwhelming peace that it was all going to be okay, and that I had hope that I was going to be transformed and I was going to be made a better, more productive person to serve God and others in my life. And so that fear that I had at the very beginning before I walked through those steps, just because of my willingness and surrender, that fear was diminished. And today, I look to God all the time, please, please remove my character defects. And I feel so encouraged that I have a God that does refine me and change me and transform me and can, because only God can do that. And I'm just very grateful that I have that relationship today. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Thank you, Kathy Z from Washington State. Next up, we have Elena C, followed by Eileen M. Good morning, Elena.
Good morning, everyone. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can.
My name is Elena C from Greenville, South Carolina, a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater. And, you know, I had worked on these steps in another program in Al-Anon, but yet the way the big book is helping me or is helping us work on this step is so much different. I spent some time in the first three steps, more time, because, you know, I needed to understand the allergy of the body and the mental twist. And then there's some chapters on step two, like we agnostics. Where I totally identified with, even if I worked on the steps in Al-Anon. And then the surrender from step three, also spend some time. Now, the step four, five, six, seven, and seven, I did it in a weekend with my sponsor. And interesting enough, my family of origin was there with me. After they haven't been visiting me for a while because they're from Romania. And you know, and when I did step four, there was so much grief that came out from my childhood. And you know, it was only triggered because they are there, and there are no coincidences in the world of my higher power. I think it was meant for them to come here, and we went through some conflicts, and my doing the stuff for, you know, to see me. And I understood my abuse, my emotional abuse and neglect from my childhood like never. But yet, then here comes the other step. I, as a child, I was not fault for what has happened to me in neglect and emotional abuse. But then as I was growing up as an adult, I had developed this coping skills because I got triggered by and I had no memory of that. I had no awareness of that childhood hurt gets triggered for me. And so my character defects have developed in a world of pervasive alcoholism. And now as an addict, as I did take my food addiction to God, and it was miraculous. I was sobbing. And then after I admitted to my God and my higher power in myself, there was so much peace came to me, and there was all God's work, And I became entirely ready, and I'm so grateful to be in this fellowship, and with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Elena C. from South Carolina. Next up is Eileen M., followed by Kathleen O., and after Kathleen, we'll take up another lineup. Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning. This is Eileen M. I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in New Hampshire, and very grateful to be here. So, these steps are like the beginning of how I turn my will over in my life to my higher power. It's I had to discover what was blocking me from my relationship. And, when I first started doing this, I was told that there were obstacles that were blocking me from God because I had just been, like I heard earlier, I had just been getting on my knees in the morning and praying for abstinence because I thought that was the main goal of the program, basically. And, so I had to do this personal house cleaning step, step four. It says on page 72 in the big book, why are we doing this? We're trying to get a new attitude, a new relationship with our Creator, and to discover the obstacles in our path. So we have to discover, I have to discover the defects, then admit them in step five, and then in step six, become willing to let them go. And, it does say at the bottom, if we skip this vital step, we may not overcome drinking, which, means step five. And, notice like in step five, there's a pause. The big book instructs us to ask ourselves, after we do step five is to, is our work solid so far? Like, have we omitted anything? And I think that pause is very important because I actually, after I did my fifth step, the first time, it says in the book, it says, we return to a quiet place for an hour and we review what we've done. And, I had to make sure it was thorough, and this was so helpful to me. This, like what I heard earlier in the share, someone said that this gives me a language, an honest relationship with my higher power so that, I'm not just saying to my higher power every day, hey, this is what I want for my life, but I'm going and turning over my life. And it's a step that provides so much relief, because I no longer have to, try to, conduct my life alone. And I'm so grateful that we're discussing this and that, that this is the solution to my problem. So thanks so much, Mo. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Well, and thank you, Eileen M. from New Hampshire. And before I take Kathleen O, I remind everybody where we're at. We're in the chapter 5, How It Works. We're on page 59. And we're just reading steps 4, 5, and 6 today. And after Kathleen, I will take another lineup. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Mo. This is Kathleen O, recovered in Northern California. And thank you for moderating this morning. And thank you, everyone who shared, for your really wonderful shares. I just get so much out of everything that people contribute to this meeting. So 4, 5, and 6 are action steps, right? I've done step 4 quickly when I've worked the steps, and I've done it slowly. And I have to say that slowly actually worked better for me. Step 4 was very cleansing. I was told to write as much as I wanted with resentments, but to get the cause of the resentment down to 15 words, because what was important was looking at my part in the resentment. And that truly was the only way to freedom from the resentment, was looking at my part. Selfish, what did I want from this person, principle, or institution? Self-seeking, what behaviors did I do to get what I wanted? Dishonesty, fear, and fear is the fuel of resentment. If I wasn't afraid, I probably wouldn't have the resentment. So I found just being able to write about things it felt really good. It felt really good to just get some clarity on things that I'd just been stuffing for so many years, because that was my big problem. I stuffed everything. I stuffed all my feelings. So to get everything out on paper, and then step 5 and giving it away, You know, only in telling the truth about myself was I able to discover the truth about myself. And I had to share my deepest secrets if I wanted to recover. You know, the only way I was able to do this was because I truly trusted my sponsor, who was very kind, understanding, and compassionate. And many of the things I didn't want to admit, she had done too. And so I wasn't really so unique as I thought I was. And in step six, I had to be willing to have my higher power let me do my part without any reservation. So instead of seeking comfort through food, I needed to change my focus and seek comfort from my higher power. And, you know, some of the amends that I didn't want to make, and I honestly thought I never would make, I was instructed to just be willing, to be willing. And the miracle is that God literally put these people right in front of me, gave me the opportunity, and it was so clear. It was kind of like I got the nudge, and it was a miracle. It was amazing, and making amends just took so much weight off my shoulders, because truly most of our weight is between our two ears, right? Anyway, and with that, I pass. Thanks, Mo.
Hey, thank you, Kathleen. And so, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. We are on page 59, studying steps 4, 5, and 6 only today. So who would like to share?
Jordan L.
Shlomi Khanna.
Stephanie M.
Jordan,
from California.
Jordan L. I got Shlomi Khanna. Who was after Shlomi?
Cheryl S.
Stephanie M. So I have Jordan L., Shlomi Khanna, Cheryl S., and Stephanie N. I think it's an N.
Dion R.
Anybody else? Dion R.
Michelle E.
Let's stop there. See if we have enough time for everybody. Jordan L., Shlomi Khanna B., Cheryl S., Stephanie N., Dion R., and Michelle E. Jordan, you're up first. Good morning, Jordan. Everybody else mute their phone, please.
Hey, good morning, Mel.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, Mo. My name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater and grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting with all of you this morning. 4, 5, and 6. I have to be honest. I have a love-hate relationship with 4, 5, and 6. I was not stoked about them when I first came in to recovery. I had not been of the practice of looking at myself. So it was kind of painful in the beginning to look at the mistakes that I had made. And I think that was mostly because of what it's going to say a little bit later in this chapter. It talks about being a victim of delusion, a victim of the delusion that we can wrest satisfaction and happiness out of life if we only manage well. It's funny because in the beginning I sort of interpreted that as like those are the people that step all over the people at the bottom trying to climb up to get to the top and make a name for themselves. And, you know, those are like the loud, egotistical people in this world. And it is for sure. They're victim of the delusion, most definitely. but when I came into Overeaters Anonymous, I was still a victim. And it was very much the delusion that I had going on when I came to Overeaters Anonymous was that I wasn't a victim, that I wasn't acting like a victim, that I was righteous in blaming others for the circumstances of my life, my behaviors, all of that stuff, you know? My compulsive overeating, you know? Like, I think my famous line was, if you had my life, you'd be compulsively overeating too, you know? So I came in here and I started taking a look at my own mistakes. And I started to see that that's the delusion, that I'm a victim. There's no one else that's responsible for the circumstances, the behaviors, all of that stuff that tornadoes through my life and the lives of others around me. There's no one else responsible for that stuff, you know? And so what I do in 4, 5, and 6 is God and I take responsibility for my life, you know? I get back some power. So thank you for letting me share this morning. That's all I got.
Yeah. Thank you, Jordan L. from Colorado. Shlomitana B., good morning.
Thank you, Mo. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
All right. Thank you, Mo. It's good to hear you. Thank you for your service. Thank you, everybody, for being here. And I'm Shlomitana B. I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. And, you know, I've worked the steps so many times. I don't even know how many times I've worked the steps in OA and in other fellowships. And done a lot of four-step inventories. And I have to say that I definitely see a metamorphosis of the process. In the beginning, when I did them, it was more like a biography. And, you know, I did a lot of writing, and it took me several months, maybe even a year, to go through my fourth step. And I guess that I needed to do all that writing. It definitely helped me see patterns. But with each one, I have found, you know, with each one, I have learned something. That's the truth. I've learned something and I've gained something. And I think that this time around, one of the things that has really come very, very clear to me personally is how the character defects of selfishness, self-seeking, dishonesty, and fear really keep us from God. Fear was a trigger word for me. As a matter of fact, that was the final straw that caused my relapse. 2.5 years ago, and it was a process to learn that selfishness is not somebody saying you're selfish, which is how it was directed towards me. That was always a word that was used to shame me, and I used to shame myself, and that I've used to shame myself all my life, and realized that the word selfish really means self-led. Meaning that I want to lead by myself. I am not taking God into consideration. I'm blocking myself from God because I want my way. And that's a very human thing. But what's so amazing about steps 4 and 5 and 6 is that they really show us how these character defects block us. I literally just did a 10th step before I came on this meeting. My sister-in-law's father passed away, unfortunately. And I barely even knew the man. But it brought up a lot of grief just from other loss. And in the past, you know, I'm very good at really...
Time.
Okay, I'll pass. Thank you.
Okay, sorry, Shlomitana.
That's okay. That's
much.
Okay.
All right,
thank you.
Shlomitana from Pennsylvania. Cheryl S., Right. Tell us where you're from, followed by Stephanie N.
Yes, hi, this is Cheryl S. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can. Where are you from,
yes,
Cheryl?
Yes, Cheryl S. I'm from Maryland. Thank you so very much. I'm grateful to be here, and I haven't shared here in quite a while. Thank you for the reading today. Thank you all. I couldn't have done it without you all. I want to share how I'm not obsessing any longer over the food. Thank you, higher powers. Step four, mini fourth step. I do that often, most days. I need to see my part in every situation I find myself. I was told early on in recovery to take 50% of any situation I find myself. And I believe on a divine level that that keeps me in a position of owing amends to myself and others. Otherwise, if I don't do that, that stored grief remains and it's compiled. And then I harm myself and others over and over and over again, which keeps me in contrast of my higher power. And step five is me in the now, quote, unquote, now, sharing my truth with another trusted servant, someone just like me, that other alcoholic, that other food addict. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. I couldn't find it anywhere else. And step six is where I began my healing process, where my higher power removes my character liabilities, I like to say, not me, because I thought for so long that if I was doing it, everything had to go because I was a complete mess. I wasn't enough. As I was told in my childhood, I'm a pest. I'm unworthy. So I thought everything had to go, but that's not the case. I like to say now that I believe in integration, no elimination of myself. I love every piece of me. That's what you all gave me through the steps, that I had to learn how to love myself. And once I figured that out with the beautiful relationship that I built with my higher power, I saw and I'm starting to see on a daily basis in learning who I am, my authentic self, my person that my higher power wants me to be. I'll say that. Because for so long, I could not keep that food down in so many other aspects of my life that I got here through other fellowships. Because I just was like, not another one. Oh, my God, not another one. God, what is this? You know, right. I thought I was just a mess. And I'll wrap it up there. But I'm so grateful today. And thank you for steps four, five, and six I passed.
Thank you very much, Cheryl S. from Maryland. Stephanie N., followed by Dion R. Good morning, Stephanie.
Oh, hi, Kim. This is Stephanie. Yes, Stephanie M. From Los Angeles, California, recovering compulsive overeater. And I just wanted to share because I finished step four and five last week, and I'm on step six now. And I was writing about my character defects last night and then this morning, and I've done so many fourth steps in the last like 3.5 years that I've been in program. I did a fourth step earlier this year. I like redid the steps earlier this year, but this is the first time that I've done the steps entirely abstinent. And I have two friends who have been on my fourth step inventory every single time I've done it. In 3.5 years, I think I've done 6 fourth step inventory. I've worked this up 6 times. And every time they're on there, and I've always thought it's their fault, and I couldn't place it. I don't, you know, and they're good friends of mine, but they just bother me. And I finally, this time, finally realized that it's because I'm jealous. I'm so jealous of them. And what it comes down to is there are parts of their lives that, from my perfectionistic, self-hating point of view, look like abject failures, and they don't hate themselves for it. and I don't understand it. And I'm so jealous. And I couldn't see that before. And I stopped making amends to them because it got ridiculous. Like they're, you know, it's not trustworthy, but I couldn't help myself but punish them for whatever their imagined offenses were, because I'm so jealous. And I'm so grateful to be able to see that now, because it's like something just clicked into place and the lights went on, you know. And I can, what if instead I'm kind and generous and grateful for their friendships and grateful for them as teachers to show me what it looks like to love myself even when I'm human and not perfect. And God, it's God. It's God. And this program. And I'm just so grateful, because I could not see it before. And it's just a new way of thinking and living for me, and such an opportunity to not have another reason to hate myself, because I can't stop being mean and hateful toward my friends. Unfortunately, so much of my hate is passive aggressive and goes unnoticed, but also like I feel it. And so I think that's all I have to say. I'm grateful for everyone on the line. Thank you. And okay.
Thank you, Stephanie M. from California. Dion R., followed by Michelle E. Good morning, Dion.
Yes. Yes. Hi. Good morning, Mo, and everyone on the line this morning. My name is Dion R., recovering compulsive overeater. Very grateful to be online and part of this process today. I was just reading over the steps, and it says, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. No matter how many times I've read it, and like they say in the program, with an open mind, you'll always find something different. What's sticking out to me today is the moral part. Used to be the fearless, because I thought it meant fear of fault. But anyway, the moral part is I can identify with today, because I think like make a searching and fearless moral inventory. I thought when I did that, I would write the first time. I wrote all that, everything that my sponsor said, write everything that, you know, resentment you have, and, you know, just make a list of the people. And then when you go to the why and the cause, I start scratching out stuff. And, oh, well, no, I can't do that, because I saw the fifth step, of course, right? And then I was like, no, I can scratch this off. I got to scratch this off, because I thought I had to sound moral. I thought I had to have some moral ethics. But what it did is help me to realize that I had to have the food down completely, surrender with the gift of desperation completely before I can allow myself to get humble enough to find out that I did have some morals. Because my morals in the past was like, you get me, I'm going to get you back. You know, or you take this, I'm going to take that. Or I'm going to plot and plan. If it's the rest of my life, I'm going to get you. You know, that's not good moral and values. And the moral and values that I was able to surrender to the program is let it go, let God surrender. No matter what, it says, I'm going to jump down to six. Of course, a lot they shared on five, but six, it says, we're entirely ready. Oh, my goodness. That gift of desperation made me ready to say, okay, you've been trying this your way for 20-some years in this program, gaining weight in the program. But I got entirely ready to whatever, to have God remove these defects of character. And that's still a process. I used to think, like, well, I got to be, I'm going to be totally honest, cash register honest with everybody. And that was not, that was a character defect. See, I was still trying to control. I wasn't listening to my sponsor. So being able to just look at the part where it says, we were entirely ready to have God remove my defects of character, right? And with that helped me realize I do have good, and I can't give up the control stick, you know? And anyway, that's all I have today, but I'm grateful to be a part of this process. And thank you, Mo, for allowing me to share.
Thank you, Dion R. Yeah, from Ohio. Michelle E., we only have 2 minutes for you. Can you do a two-minute share?
I'll do my best, Mo. Good morning, everyone.
Okay.
My name is Michelle E. And can I be heard okay, Mo? I'm sorry.
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater from California. Thank you, everyone, for your service today. I just want to share that this time around for me, 4, 5, and 6 was very different. And I'm just reflecting on the difference for me is that it was done by way of entire abstinence and just really surrendering all of the foods and ingredients this time around. And so through that, I was able to share my 4th and 5th step with my loving, kind, and compassionate sponsor. And what that was I was an only child raised with a mother with schizophrenia. And I was really stunned to realize that when she moved back in with us this past year, I became her caregiver. And my resentment towards her or her illness and to God came up fiercely in my heart, in my soul. And I became an imposter in my own home. But by doing 4 and 5 and just being honest with myself, with God, with my sponsor, I was able to be freed from that resistance that I had towards a loving relationship with my mom and an honest relationship with God. And that night, I just felt this warmth and this compassion and this freedom. And so the next day when I knocked on my mom's door to greet her, my insides matched my outsides. Resentment and hurt and pain was gone. And I was able to greet her. I greeted her with smiles before, but I wasn't smiling on the inside. This time I was smiling on the inside and the outside. And for that, I am so grateful. I'm living authentically. I'm feeling more freely. I'm not led by my feelings. I'm led by my higher power through surrender daily. So thank you so much. That'll pass. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Michelle E., and that will be our last share for today. And I want to thank all those who gave service and remind you that we have one more Monday in May next week. So we have Rhonda R., Terry H., Betsy H., Barbara W., Kara L., Lorraine N., our newcomer greeter, and Leslie M., our announcements person. So we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. I will ask Barbara W. to read a vision for you. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service, and good morning to everyone. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. By the way, I'm Barbara W. from Washington State. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.